The State Board of Elections needs a new chairman after last week's resignation of Bob Cordell. WFAE's Tommy Tomlinson says Cordell's resignation was not only necessary, but a sign of progress.
There are certain rules you need to know when you're doing comedy. One, timing is everything. Two, don't repeat the punchline. And three, don't stand in front of a group of several hundred public servants and tell a joke about sex and cows. Apparently, Bob Cordell never made it to rule number three. Cordell is a retired Charlotte lawyer. As of last Monday, he was chairman of the State Board of Elections. 24 hours later, he was the ex-chairman of the State Board of Elections. That's because he decided, at a conference of local election officials from all over the state, to tell a version of what's commonly known as the Welsh cow joke. I'm not actually going to tell that joke, because you didn't come here this morning for sex jokes, so for me to tell one in this setting would make me as dumb as a sack of hammers. None of that slowed Bob Cordell down. He told his joke, he thought he got a big laugh from it, and one day later, he was turning in his resignation. By the way, he's the third person to leave that job for one reason or another since December. I think I'd hold off on making business cards for the next director for a while. It's easy to understand why Cordell thought his joke was no big deal. He's old enough to remember when a powerful white guy, and let's be honest here, it was almost always a powerful white guy, could get up in front of pretty much any crowd and say pretty much anything he wanted without fear of blowback. The world is different now, and that's good. Women and minorities and other groups who used to be the butts of those jokes now have the strength to push back. And many a public official has discovered, to the detriment of his career, that not everybody shares his sense of humor. That's not political correctness. It's decency. More than that, it's just knowing your audience. If somebody goes to a professional conference, they don't need somebody up on stage pretending like it's open mic night at the Comedy Zone. In fact, I can think of just one public official in the whole country who gets away with that sort of talk and worse on a regular basis. Unfortunately, this is not one of those times when leadership starts at the top.
Tommy Tomlinson's On My Mind column runs every Monday on WFAE and WFAE.org. It represents his opinion, not the opinion of WFAE. You can respond to this column in the comments section at WFAE.org. You can also email Tommy at ttomlinson@wfae.org.